looking at, whatever you're seeing, the mountains, the trees, the air, the birds, the raindrop, the clouds, whatever it may be, whatever, the wind going across the field, it speaks something about God. And I'm not encouraging some New Age nonsense, but there's something to learn about God's creation. And when I remember, the psalmist said in Psalm 63:6, thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. And I find myself often at night, when especially when I can't sleep, just taking that time to meditate upon the Lord. That's something that happens quite frequently in my life. There's opportunities in those sleepless nights to take advantage of meditation, just thinking about God's direction, God's Word, whatever it may be. But we will be ready to meditate basically day and night, all the time, as we pray without ceasing. So we meditate in the quiet moments of the day. It must be a part, what he's saying, of our everyday lives. And then two specific areas that we are to meditate on when we looked at this word meditation. In Psalm 119, here there's several different verses that we could use, but here's just some in this particular chapter. In verse number 15, the Bible says, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. And then in Psalm 27 or 23, we're commanded that princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. And then in Psalm, the same chapter, verse 48, my hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. In verse 78, again we say, let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me and without cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts. How am I going to behave? How am I going to react? Well, I'm going to meditate in thy precepts. Psalm 148, in the same chapter, the Bible says, thy words are very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. Well, that's not the right one I wanted here. Concerning thy... Well, no, that's not it. Let me look again here. Psalm verse 78. Let me find the right one here. That's the last one I read. Psalm 148, verse number 148. Thy word is very, therefore thy servant loveth it. I thought there was one there that said meditate upon it as well. In verse, that is 148. That says 140 something, but this one says 148. This verses in my Bible are so small, it's hard for me to read them. And so, but it says, mine eyes prevent the night watches that I might meditate in thy word. So that is the right verse. So I might meditate in thy word. And so the two things that we're called to meditate, we're commanded to meditate on, of course, is his word. If you want to understand, if you want to be wise, if you want to be profitable, you will meditate on his word. It will give you understanding. It'll convince you what you ought to do. It will talk of his doing, and you'll be able to talk of his ways, and you can teach and preach his word. And so we meditate on God's word, and as we've said many times throughout here, on God's work. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I meditate on your creation, on your world, the air, the seas. I meditate on the ants and the birds and the elephants and the makeup of man, whatever it may be. Psalm 5:1, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. And that's what I'd have you do today. Consider your meditation. Are you a man of meditation? Are you a woman of meditation? Our text said in Psalm 19:14, let the words of my mouth and thy meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. It ought to be. It must be a major part of our Christian life. It must be a part of our prayer, in our prayer time. It must be a part of our Bible reading. And it'll help you to know God. That's the promise in His Word. It'll help you to know truth. It will help you to think for yourself and come to your own conclusions and your own conviction. It'll give you wisdom and understanding of the ways of God. It'll give you a peace, and it'll calm you down and enlighten your mind, not in a false humanistic way, but as God reveals truth to you through meditation. That's seeking His Word. That's seeking His will when we meditate upon you, so on Him. So I encourage you to take some private time to meditate. Would you devote some time each day for meditation? And I understand you may not be able to give an unlimited amount of time, but in your morning devotion, Take some time as you read. Don't just read to get through, but take some time. Don't rush yourself and let God speak to you. When you're in prayer, that's why I say in prayer sometimes I don't say anything for some time. I'm just meditating on what to say. I'm just letting God's Holy Spirit touch my heart and my life so that I can pray. Meditation ought to be wrapped up in our Bible time and in our prayer time. And then also how glorious it is as we see Isaac going out on the field just for that specific purpose to give some time just for meditation. It will help ground you as much or more than anything that you can do in your heart and life. And so that's the message on meditation. Anybody got any thoughts or any questions or any comments about tonight's lesson? Anything before? We got choir practice tonight. We got choir practice right after the message, so please stay for that if you're in the choir. Last chance. I hope that I've encouraged you in that way, in the way of meditation tonight. All right, let's stand to our feet. We'll be dismissed in prayer. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you as your church, and Lord, I pray you look down upon us and have mercy, and Lord, give us strength and power, give us grace, be long-suffering with us, and Lord, I pray that you would help us to seek you each day through prayer, through Bible reading, and through meditation, and Lord, I pray that our hearts would be set upon to know more about you, what you've done for us as we meditate upon Christ and the cross, as we meditate upon your love for us, the victory that we have already. And Lord, as we meditate upon the truths of your word in this dark age that we're living in, where the truth is twisted and compromises on every corner, help us to meditate upon what we know to be the truth. And Lord, let that guide us, and then may those convictions run deep in our heart and life. And so, Lord, I ask you as we go through this week that we are conscious of who we are. Help us, Lord, not to miss any opportunities that you bring in our life as people that are many on their way to hell, many confused, many hurting, that will come across. And Lord, we have the answers that they need. Help us to be an encouragement to them. Help us to have opportunities to give in some way that might express your love and make a profound difference in their life. And just help us, Lord, to not miss what you're trying to do with us. And we ask in Jesus' name, amen.